Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thank you very much. The title of today's podcast is Sometimes You Just Have to Remember. You have to go back and look at the things that happened, the memories, the moments, the things that you dropped, the things that you picked up, the things that succeeded and failed. You just have to do it. You have to look back and see, could I have done things differently? Could I have been better? Could I have been faster? Could I have learned something quicker? Could I have done something for somebody else that they would have turned around and helped me? Which is often a thing that we look at when we miss an opportunity to help someone. We look back and go, oh, should I have done that? But today, I kind of want to drift a little bit further. I do tend to, you know, head out into the philosophical hinterlands, as it were. And in so doing, in so looking at the dark recesses of where I'm thinking, I often find myself wondering, did you remember to do things in a way that were useful, that were helpful, that allowed other people to succeed because you were there, because you stepped in, because you helped that person? So one of the things that I've been doing is I've been taking stories, some of which I heard many years ago, some of which I've made up myself or kind of pulled together myself. But they're stories focused on learning a lesson. And one of the lessons that, like most people, I think I've probably struggled with the most, you know, is the lesson of the value of something. I know that sometimes I find myself keeping things that have no value and then misplacing things that have value. Not necessarily that the thing has value to begin with, nor that the thing doesn't have value to begin with. It is a perceived reality. If you think about it, it's something that you perceive, right? I perceive that this has value, therefore I miss it because it's missing. I misplace things, I'm sure all of us do at some point or another. And in so doing, you know, I immediately miss the object that was misplaced. It becomes kind of more than it was, right? I begin thinking about that object. Sometimes I even put a replacement in the Amazon cart. I don't buy it because I make sure I look, right? I want to make sure I go find it. I'd rather have one of something than two. One of the things that I learned very early on in life as a school teacher is sometimes it's better to only have one than it is to have two or more of something. Two or more, one disappears because it's harder to pay attention to two than it is to pay attention to one. But the end game here is the value of the object, which I sometimes feel like, you know, the value of that object is greater because I can't find it, or I don't have it, or I can't put my hands on it. And that's, you know, that increases artificially the value, which got me thinking, right? I started off today with the concept of kind of reviewing, going back, thinking, talking about where I am. I talked about the fact that I tell these stories that I learned many years ago from people that I've experienced and encountered in my life, and, you know, kind of questions that have stuck with me, and the value of those questions and the value of the objects around. And so I thought about it, and I've come to realize that the value of an object is something that we as human beings assign. We give it value. We are the ones who create the value of the object. So whether or not that object has intrinsic or actual value is moot. Gold has value not because it is a rare and precious metal, but because it's easily worked, right? It's malleable. It can be moved into a variety of shapes and recreated, and therefore it is very usable and people enjoy it. It's also pretty, right? It looks good. Diamonds are something that can't be really broken easily. The value of diamonds is that they're rare, but the reality is they're really good at cutting things. They're a very useful tool for cutting things, as long as you sharpen and, you know, yada yada, all that kind of stuff. But you get the point, right? Value can be assigned by usage, or they can be assigned by beauty. I suspect if you look at the paintings of Van Gogh at the time, or Van Gogh, excuse me, to use the correct pronunciation of his name, if you look at his art at the time he was alive, very few people found value in it. But after his death, there was value in it. Because he was a tortured genius and he was gone. So the concept of the value of something is one that we kind of all have to think about, which is why I like every once in a while I go back and I think about, you know, what did I do? How did I get there? Did I do the right things? Did I end up delivering what I was trying to do? My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.